Culture Night takes place today in arts venues around the country and online. Although COVID restrictions have had an impact on large-scale events, organisers were determined to hold the annual celebration of arts and culture, as our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley now reports.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's half past ten. And you'll be up in 3 hours and then.
Out of the door will come Lady Barbalade, which are Ireland's premier barbershop quartet, and they will sing a song, and then the guests in groups of five, pods of five, will be invited along a music trail.
Michael Dawson is co-director of the Irish Institute of Music and Song in Balbriggan, which will be throwing open its doors tonight for Culture Night.
Flowers fall upon the leaves as songbirds float on summer's breeze.
Michael and his co-director Donal Carney wrote the song Clonard Street about the sack of Balbriggan in 1920. It's their aim to make the Institute a centre for music and culture in the town, but it has been a tough year, beginning with the cancellation of their Festival of Voices in March.
We had 54 groups signed up. That's over 2,500 singers from five different countries, every single corner of Ireland. It was set to be one of the biggest of its kind in all of Ireland. And then it was, unfortunately, at the worst week of it was March 12 to March 15. So it was literally bang smack. The Monday, the government was saying no events of more than 500 people. So we scaled it back. And then the next day it was 250. And then it was 100. And then we got a letter from the Taoiseach saying, listen, lads, you can't go ahead.
Shine warm, a little longer.
However, the Institute, along with all Culture Night participants, have been given information on how to make their events comply with public safety guidelines. And unless there's a major change in Dublin's situation today, we're looking forward to a safe and vibrant evening.
Cumie Knoll Beach was where this shot was taken, and we just had a beautiful day as well in Dingle, finding all those different pieces on the top, the lighthouse and the anchor.
Across the city in Talla, a giant piece of art called Reset has been erected outside the Rua Red Theatre. Featuring singer May Kay, it's the brainchild of artist Joe Caslin.
It's a visual representation of where we are in the pandemic that's at the minute. And imagine that the first act in the play has just taken place and we're in the interval. So we've kind of pulled down the curtain that's behind us. We're kind of resetting and kind of getting ourselves ready for what the second chapter or the following chapter is about.
It also features artwork by young people from the locality looking at their experience of 2020.
What you see is, yes, we've gone through the lockdown, but all of these are representations of hope, as in the lighthouse and that beacon of light. But also there's a shipwreck that's up there. There's that castle that has fallen into ruin. So, you know, we have to be realistic. We're not in this kind of happy ending sort of a tale. So that was, kind of quite honest with the participants, and it's something that we really wanted to reflect that was in the piece.
Maya Rojas was one of the people who took part.
I used to live in England, and whenever I would come over to Ireland, I would see the Poolbeg Lighthouse. So I based my drawing off the Poolbeg Lighthouse. I can go like that's my drawing. I did that, and I can't stop looking at it. Like I just like, oh my god, like that's my drawing up on this wall.
I think they're looking for an answer outside of themselves, and they're never going to find it.
Of course, there will also be an extensive online element to Culture Night this year, with projects including Genesis by Aoife Dunn, described as a virtual universe. Events will take place online and around the country. The streets won't be crowded as in previous years, but artists are once again showing their resilience.
Good night. Barbalade,
ending that report from Sinead Crowley. Details of events can be found on culturenight.ie, and there will also be special programming on RTE television, radio and online.